I'm here on Tulse Hill with our MP, Chuka Munna. We've been having a street stall and talking to lots of voters. Chuka, it's always great to speak to the voters, but one of the issues that's come up quite a bit when we've been talking to people is the cuts and why Labour is effectively supporting Tory cuts. And how would you counter that?
Well, I mean, it's been what a fantastic morning. We're here on the corner of Brixham Water Lane and Effra Road and Tulse Hill, where they all meet. Huge number of people stopping, talking, picking up leaflets, a lot of energy. Fantastic always to have a bit of a chat with my constituents as often as possible. And yeah, I mean, cuts is a big issue. We're not, I mean, the bottom line is the Labour Party is not supporting the economic policies of this government, because essentially what they are trying to do is to sacrifice everything, the way we live, provision, at the altar of deficit reduction. The public finances are not in the best state at the moment because we're still recovering from a recession which was brought about by a crisis in the financial services sector. Now, we accept that you need to do something about the public sector debt, but what we think is that the key thing is that you need to do it over a time frame that is responsible and to a degree that is responsible and that we can manage. Now, sometimes I think it's a bit absurd to compare the government's finances to household finance, but the government often talks about maxing out the credit card, and that's what happened, so they say. If I use another analogy, we do have a large debt, and houses, usually when people buy a house they take out a mortgage for 20 to 25 years, but you wouldn't seek to pay off the whole of your mortgage over 4 years if it was going to mean that you wouldn't be able to provide basic things like clothing your children and putting food on the plate. And really the strategy that has been adopted by this government is akin to that. And the problem is that because they've gone for this very extreme deficit reduction strategy, they're imposing cuts not only on central government departments but on councils like Lambeth. Lambeth is going to have to make savings in the region of £37 million. And it is because of that, and that because they've been forced to do that by the government, that unfortunately they are having to make efficiency savings and to reduce local provision. So, apologies if that was a bit long, but that's an explanation of our position.
No, well, economics is quite a complicated issue to get through to people sometimes. Not many of us really understand the deep workings of economics. And I believe you've recently had a promotion in the Labour Party.
Yeah, I've been very honoured and privileged to be appointed as the Shadow Minister for Small Business and Enterprise. And in that role, I'm responsible for covering small business. We have many of them in Lambeth, of course, lots of entrepreneurs, sole traders and people starting up firms and businesses. And so I will very much be speaking for them and looking at how we can make life easier for them and help promote what they do, because they are the ultimate vehicles for economic growth in this country. 99% of enterprises are small and medium-sized businesses in this country. It employs roughly 64% of people in the private sector, and they are really the ones who are going to motor growth. And it's growth and jobs that we need for the prosperity that we want to bring about going forward.
Well, that's great. Well, good luck with that, and
thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Thanks very much for coming down, and thank you for speaking to us.
Pleasure, as always.